Welcome to The Watchman, your weekly 60-minute expose on Bible prophecy and everything you need to know about the times we live, for the coming of the Lord is sooner than you think.
Good evening, welcome to The Watchman. As we continue with the things that I've been talking about that we anticipate will happen in the year that is before us, 2016. Last time I talked about seven things that we can expect as a church. Today I'm talking about the larger community of the world and things therein. And I'm basing some of my study on things that I've received myself from the Lord, and but also some that I have looked on issues that are happening around, not just issues, but I'm looking at talking about publications and read and seen trends and stuff like that. And I do also have the wisdom of God, so we'll just get through this and I'll tell you some of the things that you should expect in the year 2016. Now I'll start with Uganda, and I'm going to rush through them because so that I can go through all of them as much as possible. In this country, I told you here before, towards the end of last year, how it struck me immediately when I heard that there's going to be a while ago, by the way, it was probably around September, October, and the newspapers had an article in which the president has at a national prayer breakfast had said when some religious leaders were talking about witchcraft and how they should fight it, and he stood up and said that they shouldn't fight it because it is witchcraft that brought him to power. He did say that, by the way, although not in that form. He said that the war was getting tough and it wasn't moving when he was in the bush, and they went to some witch doctors and did some sacrifice, and then the war started moving, basically saying it is because of witchcraft that is in power. And so he said that, and I said it at a national prayer breakfast. Now, we know he said that before. It's not the first time I'm hearing it. He said it way back from the 1980s when he had just taken over power, and when virtually everything he said was taken for gospel truth because he was extremely popular. But what made the difference this time is the platform on which he was saying it. And I told you that just as a student of the Bible, I know that every time somebody stands up and does something that is reviling to God, it is usually the beginning of their end. That is just the way it is. I gave you examples from the Bible that time, and I am very sure that once there are certain things you can't go through. Now I'll tell you this. There was a time when Moi was at the peak of his powers in Kenya, and you know, when presidents have been around all that long, they usually have their praise singers and people who praise everything they did. So some lady who was one of those psychophants went and called him the Prince of Peace, and Moi rebuked her immediately. He told her, shut up, I am not the Prince of Peace. I am President Daniel Arap Moi. The Prince of Peace is Jesus Christ. I am not the Prince of Peace. Never say it again. And so he rebuked her openly. Now people do things like that out of honor of God, but because they do things like that, even if they are not necessarily godly people, but when they have a certain level of reverence for God and godliness, they survive. So Moi lives power peacefully. He stays there in Kenya, statesman, and he's going to live the full end of his life and die very old man, and you know, comfortably in his home. However, if you had taken, now here is where the issue comes. A lot of the things which get people to fill their minds with things, when and I knew immediately, for instance, even when Gaddafi started calling himself the King of Kings, I knew that was the beginning of the end of Gaddafi. There is no way. I was even watching on BBC, a documentary about Gaddafi and how strong he had become. But the moment you start getting delusions of divinity or things like that, or reviling God, that is usually the beginning of the end. You can live the life you want. God gave us the choice. You can live the life you want. You can do all the witchcraft you want, and somehow you'll go through. And things will happen because God gave you the choice to decide what kind of lifestyle you want. But when you start reviling God and standing on a platform that is the national prayer breakfast and saying how witchcraft brought you to power, then you have touched dangerous corner. I told you that. I told you what happened with Belteshazzar. Me, I studied the Bible and I know Belteshazzar, Nebuchadnezzar ruled and ruled. He took the articles of gold and silver and all the utensils that were used to worship Jehovah from the temple in Judah when he captured Judah and took the exiles in the days of Daniel. But he never touched them. He just put them away somewhere in some storehouse and never touched them. And because of that, somehow Nebuchadnezzar lives and remains powerful all his life, and it goes on now. His son, grandson, Belteshazzar, comes, and when he's drunk, and when he's drunk both with wine and with power, he calls for the articles of silver and says, go to the storehouse and bring out those articles of. Now, these were articles which are used to worship God. And he came and poured wine in them, okay? And they started drinking, and the Bible says, and they were giving glory or worshipping or praising the God of silver and of gold. They are using the articles which were dedicated. Remember, they were dedicated even with the smoke from God, dedicated to God, and now he's using them to worship idols. That is the point at which it all comes to an end, when a hand appears from nowhere and starts writing on the wall and says, you've been found wanting, you can't rule with such an attitude. Now, his father did not believe, his grandfather Nebuchadnezzar did not believe in the God, in Jehovah, but he reverenced him. There's a difference. Now, when you start reviling God, that is usually a precursor to something very powerful, especially when you're in a position of leadership. Anyway, now let's get down to the things. I told you there's going to be a change of leadership in the church, and that's going to be so clear. But the change of leadership in the church results automatically in a change of leadership politically. That's how it always is. So I'll leave that there. A complete change of leadership. I mean complete, not partial, complete. So the second thing that I know is going to be happening. Now, I told you here before how there's been at the COP21, that is the climate change conference, which was in Paris through, I think, the month of November, for a number of weeks in the month of November. They were talking about the population growth in Africa and how it's a threat to European civilization. I spoke about that before. Now, there's going to be a move by those people there to come and take control of African resources, but as they have planned all along. But it is not going to be successful, because now I know that across this continent, in many places, citizens of countries in Africa are going to start demanding better accountability of their leaders for their resources. Now, previously, you had places, so many countries. You have countries like Equatorial Guinea, like Gabon, which have very few people and a lot of resources. After all, a country has 2 million people and has a lot of oil, to the point that even if the president and his family stole 90% of the oil, the 10% would still be enough to get everybody out of poverty. But the countries are still living in poverty. But now what is going to happen across the continent is citizens are going to stand up, and there will be riots across the continent as citizens stand up and demand better accountability of their national resources from their leaders, who previously went and lavished all that money in European places and so on. And of course, Europe had set itself in a position where they take all the resources from this continent, either by glorifying some leaders who are corrupt, and then those leaders go and invest there. Then when they feel that the leader has nothing else to invest, or when they find somebody else who can take his position, then they stand up and say, no, election, okay, they know what to do, they know how to play their game. So when they have used you to the maximum, and they realize that they can find somebody else, they just get that somebody else, install him, and for yourself, so they find somebody who can come and take over the resources, and then they go and jump up and make a fuss about democracy and what, and rule of law, and then they imprison the other guy and they freeze his assets, which means all the money which he took from that country and took to Europe remains there. It is frozen. Frozen is another word for stolen, okay? Frozen, stolen, the same. Because now when Gaddafi goes and invests his money in Europe and it is frozen, it means they have stolen it. That's precisely what it is. Because they are not going to return it to the Libyan people who are supposed to be the owners. But that's the argument they make. So anyhow, so now this year a lot of those things are going to change, by the way, because people are going to start demonstrating and being bold towards their leaders, demanding for their leaders to account for their resources better, and demanding for a better, you know, standard of living, because they know what resources the country has. Now that's going to be another thing, and it's going to be across the continent. You will see people getting bolder and bolder. Now I told you here before, last weekend or last Wednesday actually, I told you the dream I had involving Russia and Turkey. And I'm not going to give you the dream again, but I also know that Russia and Turkey are going to continue with their belligerence. And it might actually lead to war this year, but it's not going to, those relations are not going to normalize. But what I saw in the dream is that accidentally, and it was purely by accident, because in the dream I was actually in one of those planes, in my dream, but a Turkish plane went and hit a Russian plane. And the Russian plane came down. Now I see in the dream that, you know, there are things coming, you know, like some missiles coming from Russia and landing in Ankara, which is the capital of Turkey, something like that. So it could mean that there's actually going to be war, but then it could also mean that it's going to just continue being a frosty relationship between those two countries. But I know that it is going to be tough, and it might actually lead to war. Actual war between those. Remember I told you of a 250 year old prediction by a man. Now these are Jewish people who had very deep spiritual roots, which were not necessarily of God. So I call these predictions not prophecies, they're just predictions, but then they are based in spirituality. And this man spoke of a time when Russia would take over Crimea. Now that was shocking, because that's precisely what happened about a year and a half or two ago, when Russia went and took over Crimea just like that and annexed it and made it a part of Russia. Then he said, when you see the Russians taking over Crimea, you know that the Messiah is near. By the Messiah, he actually meant the anti-Messiah or the Antichrist, because the person who will come, whom the Jews will first believe as the Messiah, will actually be the Antichrist. So somebody will come who will be the Antichrist, but the Jews will believe that he is the Messiah, because he will do something that will actually be to their benefit. And what is that? The Bible tells us that he will cause an agreement between them and their neighbors that will guarantee them peace, and that will guarantee them their land. And that agreement will be interim, but will also guarantee that they keep possession of Jerusalem, which is their biggest issue of contention, and that they have control of half of the Temple Mount, where they will build their temple. Now that temple has to be in place, and it's going to be built after that agreement. And then they'll, because of what you come and do and pull off something that will almost look like it is miraculous, they will believe in him. Now this gentleman said that when you see Russia taking over Crimea, know that it is near, that the Messiah is near. But he's not talking about the Messiah, he's talking actually about the Antichrist, the revealing of the Antichrist. But we also know the revealing of the Antichrist precedes the return of Jesus Christ, or rather the rapture. But then he says, and when you see, now this is the second part of his prediction, when you see Russian forces reaching Istanbul, which is the commercial capital of Russia, or rather of Turkey, when you see Russian forces reaching Istanbul, then you put on your Shabbat clothes and keep them on, meaning the Messiah is just there, he has arrived more or less. So put on your Sabbath clothes and leave them on. Now that was a very, very powerful, because it has been brought to light, by the way, even by secular media. I was reading in Daily Mail and they are talking about that prediction and how eerily close it is to being fulfilled, especially happened when the Turks downed the Russian plane and created a great deal of tension and fear among people in Europe, that actually Russia could start war with Turkey, and that would almost inevitably lead to some kind of third world war, for the reason that Turkey is a part of NATO, and according to the NATO alliance, there's every country that is attacked by a foreign power, whatever, is supposed to be defended by all the NATO forces, which include America and almost all of Western Europe. So anyhow, But of course, there have been suggestions, as I've told you before, to expel Turkey out of NATO, because they are seeing Turkey is beginning to behave irresponsibly, and nobody really wants to get into war with Russia or with any kind of war anyhow. But I know that Russia and Turkey are going to remain the best of enemies throughout this year. Then there's going to be a lot of talk of it. Actually started towards the end of last year. I was reading a story in the Guardian newspaper in the UK which was talking about jackfruit, how jackfruit is going to be the food which everybody is going to be eating when people are no longer having food because of climate change. Now, this whole climate change thing is going to be an excuse for extreme legislation, but I will get to that later, because there are some people who are totally convinced about it, El Nino rains and all those things, and because they don't see why, how the whole world can get gripped by something that is not true. But that's because they have not understood the depth of the conspiracy and what these people are planning ahead. But eventually, especially if they listen, they will begin to understand that there is a huge conspiracy, and it has its roots in a few very rich people, not more than 300. Some estimates actually say about 150 people who meet every year, and they chart the direction for the world. And you can tell some of the things they have discussed by the way the media talk about it. Now, I know that the Bilderberg sat, and one of the things they talked about in the Bilderberg meeting last year, 2015, was artificial intelligence, that is machines doing work. After that, almost 3 months later, CNN is talking about artificial intelligence, BBC is talking about artificial, they have all their channels, and all those are part of them. The top people in all those things are part of them, you know, the top of the British royal family and all those royal families, and you know, they hardly ever include anybody new, unless that person has reached a position of influence. That is, for instance, Mark Zuckerberg, the Facebook guy, was included among them because he has had a big influence, and he has all your secrets which you go and post on Facebook, and you don't know that you post everything about yourself on Facebook and what, so you make it so easy for you to be tracked if ever in the future somebody needs to track you. And you're giving people data, something on which to, you know, and you don't even think about it. So now that's what makes people like that very powerful. Anyhow, but there's going to be a lot of increase in natural disasters, hungers, famine, and all this will be attributed to climate change. And then there will be laws concerning climate change that will be tightened, and especially try to govern the way African countries produce. Now, one of the things they have said is that even cement, it's part of the big causes of climate change. So that means even the construction industry in places like ours, where we are still doing a lot of construction. Remember, there is not too much construction going on in many of those countries. They have almost built all the buildings they are going to build, so they don't do a lot of construction. We are the ones who are still building cities, building houses, building what, and things like that. So, but that is going to be very regulated, including food, because the new world order want to have control over energy, they want to have control over pharmaceuticals, they want to have control over food in these last days. Now, those are the things by which, among others, of course, they already have control over the media, they already have control over the pharmaceuticals, they are going to decide what goes where and what diseases to create and which ones to disentangle, that is, come up with a cure. Because there is no sickness they put out there unless they have the antidote. They cannot make that mistake. So, and we saw that last year when there is Ebola and people are dying of Ebola, which apparently has no cure, known cure apart from somebody riding it out and a few people surviving from who have gotten it. Then one American doctor who is part of the MSF, Medicines and Frontiers, or Doctors Without Borders, get sick, and bam, they give him a thing, an antidote, and within a few minutes he's back as if he has never had Ebola. Then when people raise what, then you hear Canada donating vaccines, what, they try to confuse things with donations and all, but it was right there, clear. And even some African presidents asked Obama, how come when a Muzungu got Ebola, you know, when they hosted them for photo opportunities in the White House, one of them asked, the only person who perhaps spoke sense that day, asked him, why is it that when a white person gets Ebola, suddenly the medicine is there? And Obama told them that this is just a trial medicine and we don't want to use it on Africans. Apparently, Africans are too precious to be used to be injected with trial medicines. But Wazungu, those ones, they can sacrifice their life. So they kind of tried it out on this Muzungu, but not Africans. For us, we are too precious. Now go and believe that, because it's convenient. But the point is, it was rubbish, you understand. But that's what Obama said. That's really what he said. Anyhow, but they have to have control over the pharmaceuticals, and they are pushing towards this, and it's going to come to almost total completion by the end of next year. Total control over pharmaceuticals, control over food production. That's why they are pushing all these GMOs and what, because you have to go back to them for seeds. Control over. So they will, and the whole conspiracy, it will not come to pass, of course, because we know God somehow gets in and undoes some of the things they are planning. But the whole conspiracy is to have a few top people, absolutely top people, and then those who are under them who serve. So it's actually more or less bourgeoisie and, you know, servant, more or less like, you know, medieval Europe, where people own castles and people go and work in the castles just for food. Now this is where, now it might sound like a big conspiracy to, you know, this can't happen, democracy and what, believe what you're believing, but that democracy, no, that is all rubbish. There is no such thing as by the democracy. You're seeing the last of it. Now if you want to see, anyhow, you will see democracy is getting out of fashion as a mode of governance in all countries, starting with the ones who apparently have it. And even in the mind of people, you can see the minds of people have changed towards what they view as democratic. I'll give you an example. The Daily Express in the UK did a survey on Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, versus David Cameron, the prime minister of the UK. And the British people, we are told to choose which of the two they would prefer as a leader. And 4 out of 5, I'm talking 80% of them, in a British conducted poll, said they prefer Putin to be their president than David Cameron. Why? Because he portrays the image of strength and of, you know. Now politics is moving away from, people want, you can see that even the mindsets have changed. People want some strong macho person, somebody who comes and sells himself as macho. And so all over the world, why do you think Donald Trump is continuing to lead those polls and everything, in spite of the media barrage on what he says and everybody seeming to hate him? But the people who are voting don't mind that, because they want a strong man. Now that's where it's moving, the whole thing. But before we get there, I'll tell you, this year there will be all those food hunger, famine, even if it is fake, but it will be there. And once you buy into it, then you start seeing actual famines, and of course many of the places will have to be in Africa, famine and famine related diseases. Then there is going to be a very strong undeniable rise of the Eastern Bloc led by China. Remember what the Bible says in Revelation 13, it talks about the bear, it talks about the leopard. The bear, you know, is Russia. It talks about the leopard, which is Germany. It talks about the lion, which is the UK. But it says that the dragon gives them power. Now the dragon is the devil in actual speech, but it can also be Russia, because the official symbol for Russia is the dragon. All manner. So it can also be China. Sorry, not Russia, China. Because the official symbol for China is the dragon. So anyhow, those are some of the things you're going to see. But then we'll go into social things as well. Now, here is where it starts. Excessive animal rights. Now, here is where you start heading towards a position we've been in before. I told you these things have all happened. Gun control, excessive animal rights, a position where animals are actually equated, or in some cases, put above human beings in perception of people, where animals are so precious and human lives are not that precious, at least certain human lives. Now, and you had it said, a saying which came from back then, from the Hitler, from the days of the Nazis, that you can tell a man's heart by the way he treats animals. And that is not true. That is not true. That is not true. Now, I don't believe in cruelty towards animals, but I know that animals were created for our benefit. I mean, they are created for us. Okay? Now, a position where they assume some kind of rights and almost an equal pedestal with human beings is demonic, and it is what the exact thing Now, in the Hitler's Germany, animals had more rights than Jews. And Jews were not allowed to keep pets, because you cannot keep something that is more precious than you. Okay? So now that's where it's heading. And how does it start? Gun control. Remove all guns from Jews. That's what Hitler did. Now, of course, people who don't understand these things, when they see Obama crying on TV and trying to control guns, they don't understand why the Republicans are fighting so hard to keep their guns. They don't understand why it is such a thorny issue in America, because they are not there. They don't understand why it is a big, big, big issue for Obama to start off the gun control. Remember, once they put one law against it, they will just keep on tightening those laws, tightening those laws. Now, that's precisely what they have done for everything else. There was a time when homosexuality in America, they just put, no, tolerance, okay? If somebody is that, initially it is purely hostility. They don't accept homosexuality. And because of that, it's not there. It's hardly there. People who are doing it in fighting. But then they say, no, tolerance. Then people say, well, I mean, what's wrong? We're just tolerating people. Eventually, the people come on top of you and they can do anything they want to you. They can come and insist that a Christian couple who does not believe in homosexuality makes a cake for their wedding. And when the couple refuse, they go and sue that couple, and the judge, who is appointed by Obama because he's also a homosexual, goes and rules against them. And finds them a fine that guarantees that they are taken out of business. Now, it started slow. That's how all these things start. It says, no, we are just going to do background check before we can sell guns. That's the beginning. You wait and see. Now, you think, I don't know what I'm talking about. You just give it 1 year. 1 year, wait by the time Obama's term is over. How many other legislation will have been done? They just needed somebody to start. And he does executive control, then he comes and cries for children who died 3 years ago. I'm not even so sure their own parents would cry for them 3 years after they died. But Obama somehow is crying for them, children who died in 2012. And he's crying and he's fooling some very gullible people. And I'm thinking, oh please. I mean, you didn't even know the people personally. 3 years after they died, you're crying on TV. Why? Because you want to put guns. Why? Because of a conspiracy. Now, all these things have happened. There's nothing new under the sun, the Bible says. All these things have happened before. That's how you control a society. Because then guns also become a way. You give them only to those people whom you know you can trust. The people who are on your side. So it's not any different from us here. You can't go and just ask for a gun, whoever you are here, and they give it to you, unless they know you and, you know, a certain side and so on and so forth. So that's where they are going, in that direction. Anyhow, so social excessive animal rights, of course I keep on digressing, but that's okay. But also, there are certain things. Now, homosexuality has been taken off the agenda because it has been entrenched. Now it has been left to Hollywood and the series that you watch, some of which are almost despicable. In the way initially there used to be subtle promotions of the vice, but now they are overt. There's nothing subtle, it is just put right there in your face. Okay, but now they are going to start pushing for bestiality, which apparently starts now. This is the irony of it. Many countries now in Europe are banning bestiality, even in countries where it was legal. Okay, the latest to ban it was Denmark. Why were they banning it? Because after it was banned in so many other countries, Denmark was getting thousands of animal sex tourists, people who are going to Denmark just to have sex with animals. Now, the funny thing is, when you talk to average Africans, they believe Bazungu are serious people. But then they don't understand, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. When somebody does not know God, they are foolish. They are absolutely foolish. That is Bible. Don't be offended by my language, that is Bible. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The Bible says the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. Now, what is the definition of a fool? Is somebody who says there is no God, according to the Bible. Now, when people get into that, that's why the Bible says that having known God, they were not thankful, neither did they give him glory as God. And then in Romans 1, you know, 16, 17, 18, then it says, therefore God gave them over to a debased mind. And professing to be wise, they became fools. Now, that is typical of those people. Imagine thousands of people going to a country to have sex with pigs, to have sex with horses, and what? And I was reading a story of a man who has a herd of sheep. And the sheep initially used to, you know, take them and they were friendly. Then he, after some time, the sheep became very hostile to any kind of human contact from him. So even sheep which he would lead and what, even he couldn't shear them because they are very hostile. Then he put, apparently put cameras in the barns where the sheep stay. And then the cameras recorded people coming at night to have sex with sheep. Now those are people who will come here, and because they have white skins, they sound intelligent, but they are fools, absolute fools. Absolute fools. And they were talking about thousands and what? Clinics across Germany, zoophilia clinics, and apparently everything that starts in Germany spreads out. That's where almost the agenda of the demonic agenda almost springs forth from Germany. But anyway, I have to rush through this because I have so many things to talk about here. Now, so one of the things they will be pushing for this year, number one, bestiality. It's going to be very big, almost as big as homosexuality was when they were pushing for it. But the other thing was pedophilia. Pedophilia is the practice of having sex with minors, okay? Now, all this thing, this whole bestiality thing, or zoophilia as they call it, the practice of having romantic relations with animals, is the devil trying to equate humanity to animals, because that has always been his agenda. Ultimately, at the end of it all, he wants to show human beings to be the same as animals. He started with science, where man is an animal. And of course, if you believe in science, then you're an animal. But then that also means you're a fool. How can you believe that you're the same as an animal? But the Bible says we are created in the image of God. Now, the devil wants to put us in the image of animals because he knows that would hurt the heart of God. Hurt, H-U-R-T. Hurt the heart of God. Because that really makes God feel bad when people whom he created in his image are being reduced to that level. You understand? Now that's very sad. And now that's what the devil wants. So he says, you want power, you want authority, you want money, come and do this. Then you go and get it and you become, people look at you, you have power over people, you stand and talk, and the devil has given you his anointing and you can, but you, he has really debased you. That's what the Bible says. He gave them over to a reprobate mind, or a debased mind, where you're thinking below, really debased. I don't know how much better to put it. Anyhow, and now to make you know that these people are planning to fuse the divide between animals and men as part of the demonic agenda, the Economist magazine, the cover at the beginning of 2016, they usually predict things that are going to happen that year. Now, how do I know that? In last year, 2015, The Economist wrote figures 11, 23, 15, which is 23rd November 2015. And where those figures were, they put two arrows like this. Now, what happened on that date? Paris attacks. Two coordinated attacks, terrorist attacks, happened in Paris on the date. But somehow Economists had known about that at the beginning of the year, at the beginning of 2015, and they had put that in coordinates on the cover of their magazine, and they had put two arrows and there were two attacks. You think that's coincidence? No, it is not. Now, if I told you that all these terrorist attacks are all part of some kind of agenda, I would sound like I'm being too much of a conspiracy theorist. But then how did they know it was going to happen on that date and two attacks? But it is there. You go and look at the cover of Economist magazine. Okay? They shift the numbers a bit. Economist magazine, 2015. Now, so they predicted that year. Then they predicted the unveiling of the Baphomet, which is the satanic temple. It was predicted there in picture form, and that happened on July 25th, 2015. That was also there. Okay? Now, some of the things they predicted last year did not come to pass. Example, they had a mushroom cloud, like the Hiroshima cloud, a mushroom showing an atomic bomb. That did not happen last year, but they have put it again this year. So some of the things they plot to do don't happen. but now they have put it again this year, but in a different form. They have put pictures of people. Now, at in the top of their magazine, Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, is at the top, at the very top like this, and all other leaders. Obama has been pushed backwards, which is what I told you, the fall of America. And now America is doing all sorts of stuff. Today I was reading somebody who sued, filed a lawsuit saying that they should remove the thing "In God We Trust" from their money, because apparently it discriminates against people who don't believe in God. And now with Obama's leadership, that suit might be successful, and they might remove that thing. And the Christians will shout, but they are shouting at a very low level, because they have somehow reduced them, because they don't have, they only can talk now through Christian channels, which they have also infiltrated. So there are certain things which are happening in that country. And now many of the Christian people in that country take for granted their leadership of the world, but that leadership is being taken away from them, because in the 7 years of Obama, the only thing America has led in is spreading homosexuality across the world. Now that leadership is being taken away from them, and they don't know it. Okay, their preachers and what, they are still full of all this thing, America, greatest nation on earth. But now even in the Economist magazine, Obama is pushed. You go and look at the cover of 2016. Go Google it. You are intelligent people. Go and Google Economist magazine. You see Angela Merkel, next to her is the IMF leader, Christine Lagarde, the French woman, and then a few left. Then Obama is now pushed further and further back in the background. Last year he was in the foreground. Now Putin is apparently coming in the foreground. Then Obama, America is put between Japan, I'm talking about their respective leaders, and China. And there's a lot of symbolism in that. And these people don't just put up these things. These are well-planned, coordinated things. So what am I talking about? So that same Economist magazine, which predicted those things last year, this year, on top of the 2016 cover, they have an animal. Bottom, legs of an animal, but the top, a body of a person, putting on glasses, putting on a coat and a tie, okay, and holding a briefcase, but down an animal. Excuse me. Now, what could that mean? Now, that means what I'm telling you here, that fusion between animals and human beings, where somebody on the top is a human being very well with a tie and a coat, but at the bottom he has feet of an animal. You go and look, you will see it there. And so that's kind of telling you something. But something else that they are going to do this year, as I've told you, is pedophilia. And as already started very seriously. They start by saying they want to, it's first of all described as a condition, as a medical condition. Now, what does that mean? The moment they go and describe pedophilia, that is the act of having sex with minors, as a medical condition, then those people can no longer be prosecuted and punished. Why? Because they are sick. If it is described as a medical condition, then you cannot prosecute them any more than you can prosecute somebody who has malaria, for having malaria. You understand? Now, when they do that, then they start saying these people should be understood. And then, right now, as we spoke, I was reading a UK newspaper that a company has produced pedophile dolls. You know, they have these sex toys where they simulate a woman completely, and some people buy sex toys in which they can have which in the form of a woman, or even a man if it's a woman or whatever, and you lie with a toy, and the movements and what, everything is almost like real, having sex with a woman. Now that has been there, of course, that's no news, but now what they have done is they have produced toys, those sex toys for pedophiles, in other words children, saying that instead of them going and actually having sex with minors and destroying minors, let them go and have sex with toys and simulate minors. But of course that just entrenches the demon, okay, that demon that sends them to young children. It just entrenches it, and the more they do that, the more they will actually go and try it out with kids. But the fact that now you can see there is all this, now they even create a debate, in the UK, that is there any scientific evidence that a minor having sex with a mature person, that it hurts them in any way, psychologically or any other way, if it is consensual? I mean, is there any scientific evidence? And now when people start talking scientific, I want to throw up. That's why even these people tell me, well, science hasn't proved. Science doesn't prove nothing to me. Okay? I mean, don't tell me your science crap. Because it has been used. Real science was back then, when it produces things to help us here. But when you start thinking that science has answers, which only God has, then you really are going to make me want to throw up. Now, now they are saying, now this is a serious debate. Is there any scientific evidence that children are hurt psychologically or in any other way when they have consensual sex with adults? Now, the moment they get it into discussion form and it turns away from being criminal, defilement, and by defilement in Uganda is, I mean, whatever. We're talking about people having sex with people who are in single digit of ages. Now, and there are people who are sick and cannot be attracted to anybody who is above 15. Anyhow, so they say, no, we have to understand them. First of all, they are sick, which means they have to be treated as sick people. Therefore, they also have rights. Okay? So, somebody comes and defiles your daughter, and the only thing you can do is take him to hospital because he's sick. You understand? You see how the devil fools everybody and turns people into fools. Now, after that, there is no scientific evidence, apparently. Okay, they haven't said that, but they have started the discussion. There is no scientific evidence that can hurt the children. Now, eventually, so they start saying, no, there is no evidence, there is no evidence, there is no evidence, there is no evidence. Then it passes. Then the next thing, it is legalized. And now, we are heading there. Okay? And, so, now what amuses me is, even in countries where they have made bestiality or zoophilia illegal, and it's illegal in, it's still illegal in certain countries, Romania and what in Europe. But even in countries where it is illegal, the consideration for banning it is not based on moral grounds or on unnatural acts. It is not classified as an unnatural act. Actually, they ban it because apparently their main consideration is the welfare of the animal. And I'm quoting one of them. We need new legislation that ensures that the consideration of the animal comes first. Can you believe that? we are banning zoophilia or bestiality, but not because it is an act of deep, deep immorality, unnatural, against the laws of nature. No. That's not the reason. We are banning it because animals are hurt. Poor animals. And you see this whole confusion of the devil trying to put human beings on the same pedestal as animals. And some people will fall for it and, start all these things. The next thing you know, you have to leave and gazetted places where your people have been staying because animals have to stay there. So human beings, where you can go and stay in a slum, animals have to find some place to sleep. Anyhow, let's move on from that. The next thing they will go after, also this year, incest. The laws are already being tumbling. Now, there's been a story all over the newspapers of a man who is having a romantic affair with his daughter and so on. And now you see the comments, people are beginning to understand, no, actually, as long as she's an adult, and all that crap. And it is just plain illegal. And it is supposed to be illegal. And God put these laws and all the common laws of this, especially the British, was picked from the Bible. You cannot do that. There is no way you can do that. But somehow, when people are professing to be wise, they become fools. Anyhow, the head top of the Economist magazine also has something I found interesting. It has the word AIDS. So that means either there is going to be a vaccine or a cure this year, which they will release. I'm sure all those are already there, but they might have decided to release it. Maybe it's better because AIDS is no longer achieving the purpose for which they intended it. Now they might as well just release the cure and get money from the people who are sufferers. But I believe that they are going to release a cure or a vaccine or both this year, because I don't think there's anything else they can do in regard. That is just what I believe, but it's written there, AIDS. And now those people have control over all that. Now, they also wrote, in all sorts of forms, they are predicting a new world order. Now, you know what the new world order is if you've been following this show. If you haven't, by the way, you can go now. The website watchman.co.ug has the messages, all of them. Now, people have been asking for recordings from way back. the website has messages until November last year. They are all there. So many pages of recorded messages. Now you can go download them free or even listen to them. They are free. Watchman.co.ug. Look for where it says radio recordings. So if you want to listen to them, Church History, the Book of Revelation, and they are all actually titled Sowing and Reaping 1, Sowing and Reaping 2, Sowing and Reaping 3. If you've not had those messages, please go and listen to them. We're also going to upload the one I preached at the beginning of the year of feeding the 5,000. Please go and get that as well from the website, watchman.co.ug. Go and get all those messages. They're actually quite down there. They are there. And I've been working so hard on those people who do that website thing to make sure those messages are uploaded. And now they are. So go and listen to them there. All the way from the beginning, I talked about the rapture. I went through the book of Revelation. It is all there. I talked about the false prophet. I talked about the Antichrist. I talked about, so many things I've spoken about. If you want to become, I told you this year God is going to raise watchmen. If you want to become one of those people who are teaching end time, and find time and at least listen, you can listen to one message a week. Okay, you will not catch up that way because I also have another one every week. But you can listen to one message a day or to just listen to a message and catch up and do some of that following up. And eventually you will be up to speed with everything we are talking about so that I don't have to keep on tracing back, because I always have that at the back of my mind when I'm speaking, knowing that some people have not heard all those things at the back. So, I'm just going to rush you through. Now, one last thing I'm going to talk about, which is also going to happen this year, is... let me see. Aliens. You are going to see a lot of talk of aliens. Aliens. Now, it has been coming in the surface slowly. But you're going to see the whole lot of it unleashed this year. Because all this is leading us towards what I believe is going to be the unveiling of the Antichrist. Most likely in 2017. Why do I think so? 1917. Remember, 50 years is Jubilee. Jubilee, something big happens. In the church, but in the world as well. That's how it has always been. When there's Jubilee, something big happened to Israel, and something big happened in the world. In 1917, that's when the British took over the place that is called Palestine, that was called Palestine at the time, and the Jews started moving to that place en masse. That year is prophesied in the Bible in so many places. The year 1917. One of the prophecies is in the book of Daniel, which says 1,335 days. Now, 1917, at the time it happened, in the Islamic calendar, is the year 1335. Okay? Now, so that happened then. About 500,000 Jews moved from within Europe and what, even before there was any persecution, because they always had that thing at the back of their head, their land is in Palestine, because they know that. They know that, their parents taught that from generation in that place there. 1947, or rather, that was 1917. 1967, exactly 50 years later, Jerusalem falls under the control of the Jews. That happened on June 6th, when the Six-Day War ended and Jerusalem came under the control of the Jews. Now, that is a very big prophetic year, 1967, very big prophetic. Because it's prophesied 2,300 days. I told you 2,300 days from the He Got in the book of Daniel starts from 334 BC and comes 2,300 years later, comes to 1967. When Nebuchadnezzar, Alexander the Great, 334 BC, Alexander the Great came and took over the place that is Jerusalem. At the time, count 2,300 years later, it comes to 1967 when the Jews come and take over. And Daniel says 2,300 years. In his prophecy, we've spoken about that before. So that's a big year, 1967. For the first time, the Jews can go to the Eastern Wall, and they were crying. I was looking at pictures of Jews crying like babies because they had dreamt about that day all their lives, plus their parents' lives, plus their grandparents' lives who had died, saying they would have the Passover in Jerusalem, and year after year after year came and passed, and they did not have the Passover in Jerusalem. Now that time they could have it in East Jerusalem, which is the place there, right there, where all the history of the Jewish people is. 1967, 50 years after 1917, when they that thing took over. And I've told 1917 is a very prophetic year, because if you read Isaiah 31 verse 5, but anyway, that's a story for another day, but you get the recordings. I've spoken about that before. Now, from 50 years from 1967 comes to 2017. Now, I believe something big is going to happen in 2017 for Israel, and it's possibly going to be, possibly, I'm just speculating, I am not saying this for sure, but it is going to involve Israel. I know something big is going to happen, and it's probably going to involve them signing that peace accord, which will give them authority over that place. I believe so. Now, if that happens, then man, we are living in the last of the last days. You just know we are living in the last of the last and last days. Now, if that happens, okay, I'm not saying that is a definite fact, but I know something big is happening in 2017. Now, these people are pushing strong towards that, the fulfillment of their... You know the way the people prepare for the coming of the Lord, the way the Christians would prepare for the coming. Now, these people are preparing for the coming of the Antichrist. I mean, they are setting the ground of evil. That's why they have to... The Bible says when the transgressors come to their fullness, when there is no more sin, all the things that I'm talking about, things which were hardly thinkable, which were totally unthinkable, unimaginable 30 years ago, which are now commonplace, and people think they are normal. Some people even think they are cool. Now, why is that happening? Because they are preparing the way for the coming of the evil one. The same way God sent John the Baptist to preach the gospel of the kingdom, tell people to repent, because they are preparing for the coming of the Lord. Now, there are so many John the Baptists in court preparing. John the Baptist really in court, but people who are doing the same thing, but in the world of the enemy, preparing for the coming of the Antichrist. But then there are also us who are preparing for the coming of the Christ. Okay, to come and take his church. Now, so I believe all this is coming to a head. Sometime 2017, you're going to see this. Sometime 2017. So there's going to be a lot of wearable technology this year, the implants and chips and what. There's going to be a lot of talk about text. Now, you listen to this. I was reading this story today on the Mirror. A woman who had sex with aliens and gave birth to hybrid babies. And she says, and so might you. That the moms claim to have given birth to half alien children who live with their fathers on giant spaceships, and claim other women have done the same thing but simply don't know. And this woman, some woman in this story, it's the story is on the Mirror, it's actually new, says so many people go and have sex with aliens. Now remember, there is nothing that changes under the sun. Remember what Jesus says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. As it was in the days of Lot. I told you how it was in the days of Lot, homosexuality and all those things coming to the fore, where homosexuals have a lot of power. Now that is already here. Now, as it was in the days of Noah, what was it like? Human beings having sexual relations with demons. Okay? Now, here, of course, they won't use the word demons. They are using aliens. But that's precisely what happened. Producing some kind of hybrid people, whom the Bible calls giants. The giants were destroyed in the flood, which is the reason why God sent the flood, when he said, I shall not strive with man forever, because the imagination of his heart is evil continually. Now, these people who came out of a so-called hybrid giant species from sexual relations with women, natural women, and demons, as the Bible says in the book of Genesis, were some kind of incarnate devils, some kind of imps. So they could not worship God. They did not have the God DNA in them. Now today, even if somebody chooses not to worship God, deep inside them, deep inside them, they know there is God and they have the ability to worship God. But the moment they get contaminated with this alien DNA, they lose that ability. And now I believe this is heading towards the mark of the beast. And that's how it is going to all come about, where there's this kind of thing where they implant you and become hybrid, you can no longer get cancer and all those things. But that's a story for another day. But I'll just rush you through the things I've told you are going to happen here today. I told you there's change of leadership in the church, which is coinciding with change of leadership in the country. Across Africa, people are going to start demanding for greater say in the way their nation's resources are being handled. So it will lead to some riots in some African cities. Russia and Turkey continue with their belligerence, which might lead to war. Increase in natural disasters, hunger, famine will be attributed to climate change, and laws will be tightened that govern the way we produce, even the way we construct, especially here in Africa. Very strong and undeniable rise of the Eastern Bloc, led by China. Remember, the Bible says the dragon gives them power. Socially, excessive animal rights movement, pushing for bestiality and pedophilia and apparent understanding and all that. Aliens trying to remove the divide between animals and human beings and almost breaking them level. Remember, there was a judge in New York who ruled that that animals have human rights. Animals have human rights. That was a incest. I told you there's going to be something regarding AIDS. This one wasn't told me by the Lord. This one I just got from the Economist magazine, and because I know they have complete control over this pharmaceutical thing, I believe it might lead to a vaccine being spread out, or even a cure, or possibly both. But these people also predict the coming of a new world order, but also a nuclear eruption. Now I'm going to that's it for this time. I'll continue with some of those things at the next show. In the meantime, now our night prayers are on Friday. The last one was wonderful. We had a good time of prayer. We are going to increase the prayer and actually become a national altar. So please, as much as you can, come for the night prayers every Friday at Yuma Showgrounds in Lugogo in Madivani Hall. We are there every Friday. Don't forget that. Come as much, even if you can't come every Friday, at least choose some Fridays when you come, because there are certain things that I want us to know and that the Lord leads me to share with certain people which I cannot share here. Then if you want to ask a question, people have been sending me dreams. Don't send me a dream on mobile phone, please. If you want me to interpret your dream, send it on email. If you can't do that, you chill, you interpret your own dream. I'm not going to start typing on my phone an interpretation of a dream, but I'm a writer, I can type fast on the laptop. So if you want me to interpret your dream, send emails. If I haven't done it before and you sent an email, I will do it. Just hold on a bit. Because I know now that so many people are beginning to have a contact with spirituality through dreams. If you want to, please go to watchman.co.ug and download the messages that are old. But if you want to sow into this ministry, or to send an SMS for something shorter, not dream interpretation, or to sow into this ministry, mobile money and all, the number is 0780-292-555. The number is 0780-292-555. Use that number. Thank you so much for listening to The Watchman this day. Have yourselves a wonderful evening.
Do you want to see how Bible prophecy fits perfectly into contemporary news? What's this business about the Antichrist and the mark of the beast? Who is the Antichrist? Be him alive? How shall the number 666 be introduced in commerce? The Watchman dissects fascinating insights into the end times and Bible prophecy. Make a date with The Watchman every Wednesday, 9 to 10 p.m. only on Spirit FM 96.6. Tune in and stay on.